Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Sarah and Vinny, Allison Morning Show. Oh, it's gorgeous out the window. It's 7:40 Wednesday, April 14th, and it's time for...
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Explore Butte County. Oh. Hike the top 35 trails in Butte County. Download the Hike Butte County CA Pass at explorebuttecounty.com/hike. Hike the trails, win swag. Explore Butte County.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's a really pretty place.
Chico!
A lot of people love it there.
So I hear.
Go
they
explore
yell it loud
Butte
and
County.
Proud.
Okay, so today's weather will be mostly sunny. There's some overcast conditions where I'm at now, but should get sunny and highs in the 60s today. All right, right around the corner is the annual Doobie Weed Holiday 420. Oh.
Well,
we are less than a week away from some people's favorite holiday.
People do.
Unfortunately,
love it.
For the second year straight, the city of San Francisco has canceled the 420 celebration at Hippie Hill in Golden Gate Park. They say,
The
second year due to COVID-19 that they don't want people to gather and burn one.
And pass the doobie from the left-hand side. That is true. You know, you don't want anyone sharing paraphernalia.
To ward off event goers, the city plans to put up fencing next week around Robin Williams Meadow, also known as Hippie Hill, starting next Monday and lasting through the 21st to keep people from showing up and sparking up.
We'll just stand outside the fence.
That's what Light we'll do. Up, everybody.
Join us in our celebration.
Is that a Sticks?
Look at Bryn. We couldn't think of a better one, huh? Sorry. Let me see. I smoked 2 joints before. I smoked 2 joints. And then I smoked 2 more.
I was just thinking. I'm gonna
stop there you singing go. This song
because I'm high. I'm singing this whole thing wrong.
Can you believe it? Weed is legal now. It's so great.
Well, hold on. All weed right. is legal here.
Yes, yeah. Not everywhere.
Not quite everywhere yet. And I think that now, because it's had success in California and Colorado and elsewhere, other places, I think didn't New York just make it legal there as well?
I think so, yeah.
It's becoming
a
thing
states. That... How many states now have it legal? I wonder if it's going to be a federal thing soon. They'll just say,
it should
here's,
be.
Here's the rules for it. Here's the taxes.
I understand people's concerns, but we should absolutely be generating tax money from this business.
Right. And be able to spend it on federal things like schools. It's there are regulations as to what you can spend that tax money on.
While they look up
16 states, I think.
16 states.
16 states at last count, everybody.
Well,
back to the story, which is Doobie Party in Golden Gate Park has been canceled. But Apple plans to throw one of their big events on 420.
Really?
They're going to be launching the new iPad Pro, the new iPad Mini, and AirPods, among other things. So start saving if you haven't already. Apple's going to be announcing new products you must have
I hope it's not that much. I just bought a new iPad Pro for StreamYard.
You did. That's right.
I just bought it. Like, I was like, I'll get the... And then it's always the way. A month later, there's a brand new...
Well, what's really the way is the improvements are incremental now, so you're fine.
You think so?
I don't know if you got a discounted rate, which is always unfortunate.
There's no discounts on Apple stuff. You ever notice that? Nothing goes on sale.
Oh, I've noticed. We did stuff for them, and they're like, they don't give people stuff. I'm like, what?
No, you want it, you buy it.
We're doing stuff for you.
Yeah, shouldn't we have the thing that we want so bad that we're telling everyone they got to get?
Nope.
Yeah, you should have it. Go ahead and buy it.
Here's some money. Use it to buy our stuff.
Right. Oh, my God.
Right. I'm going to burn up my dough that I earned on the product that I'm talking about.
Right.
Great.
Mm.
Twisted. Here's a story about, well, Ireland. Weed's not legal.
Oh, okay.
A 48-year-old landlord in Ireland named John Sheehan found out his tenants had turned their place into a marijuana grow house, and he evicted them immediately. He found 33 plants on the property, burned them up, and kicked the tenants out.
Oh, my.
But then once they were gone, he got a good look at their setup and went, wow, they really have, huh, you really could grow quite a farm of doobie weed in this place.
Hmm.
I could use some money.
Everyone likes money. Uh-oh.
He did what you think he did. Jeez. He decided to grow his own weed in the rental that he'd just thrown those people out of. He should have just kept the plants. He had 33 plants already growing.
So
burned them up.
Then.
When he was busted by the police, they found 23 pot plants and 9 ounces of weed that he was getting ready to sell.
Oh, boy.
But he got busted. That is the point. It's not legal everywhere, everyone.
No, but it's
and
not.
Yikes. Arrested over growing plants.
That you'd got the big idea from the guys you just threw out. You knew it was wrong. You can't even pretend you didn't know it was wrong.
America has voted.
All right.
What's the best state in America?
California, obviously.
Nope.
Well,
in fact,
okay.
California...
Hawaii.
California tied for 11th place with Maine and Alaska.
Oh.
What?
Alaska?
How do we tie with Alaska?
That seems wrong.
Okay, your
Maine's
guess,
nice,
I think
though.
You,
Maine is pretty nice. Beautiful.
You said everybody's
coast.
There but is but ugly.
Yeah, they're ugly. But if you visit, you're like so good looking, you know?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
All the massholes know that. We head up to Maine to, you know, be foxy.
That's where you go to build the self-confidence, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but if you don't want to, you're like, I don't want to kiss your face. It's but ugly.
Yeah, you look for other tourists. That's all.
You look like a dirty shoe.
Look for other tourists.
Oh.
You go to the meet and greets with all the other tourists.
Oh, I
the
see.
The average people from other states are great looking in Maine. Everyone looks so good in Maine if you're not.
Okay, I get
other
it.
Tourists, nobody else but me looks good. So
yeah, exactly. I can get some action. Finally.
Anyway, I think you already said it. The number one state overall was Hawaii, as voted
Hawaii.
By Americans. Mm-hmm. Hawaii's the winner. And I wouldn't disagree. Hawaii is about as beautiful as it gets.
Yep. It is just the
Colorado came in second. Virginia, oh. Nevada, North Carolina, Florida.
Nevada.
Arizona.
Is better. What?
New York, Georgia, and Texas round out your top 10 as Maine, California, and Alaska all missed the top 10. And tied for 11th. The worst state in our union is Alabama.
Oh.
Followed by Mississippi, New Jersey, Arkansas, Iowa, Indiana, South Dakota, Missouri, Kentucky, and Kansas.
Oh.
I wonder what the parameters were. I will say that while I don't necessarily want to live in Alabama, it was leafy, green, and lush and beautiful. It was a beautiful place.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's but we could there. Trade that to someplace in Canada, maybe, in it, you know, in some kind of a deal.
What do we get from Canada?
I don't know. Could we get Vancouver?
Mm.
That'd be nice.
That would be nice.
I hear Toronto's nice.
Yeah, look, all the southern parts of Canada.
Hey, Canada, we'll trade you Alabama and Mississippi for Toronto.
Well,
huh?
Sorry, guys. No thanks. We're going to keep all our provinces. We want to keep everything intact. We like it up here.
All right.
Be at the border. Find out what you're coming up here for. Sorry. You're very nice, though. You know, I hate to disappoint.
Nebraska. A new survey asked Americans how interested they'd be in an open relationship.
And what did people say, Vincent?
28% said, heck yes.
Oh, well.
Absolutely.
It works for some people.
Only 50. Well, you know, so many times I have spoken about something as a young person or a person, as an inexperienced person, whether it's on marriage or kids or any freaking thing. And then you got this firm opinion about how it's supposed to go. Then you get there and you go, oh, I'm an idiot. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I find out the hard way. I should have kept my mouth shut. Oh. So truth told, I don't have any experience with this or any idea if it'd go well. To me, I think you must not really like the person if you're willing to let them go bone other people.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. You're right. I also don't know, as a person who's never tried being in a relationship like that. I feel like that's the end. It's like having, hey, you know what we should do? Get someone else to bone with us. I feel like that's the first step to, I didn't really want to be in a relationship with you anyway.
Well, that's what I'm saying. As my experience would lead me to believe or lead me to think that, yeah, I like you. Not that much, though. So I can do other people and you can do other people, too.
Because I don't care that much about you.
Right. But then again, I don't know.
We can eat dinner together. And then other than that, separate lives. Sound good? All right, great. See you tomorrow. I have a date.
52%. So over half, just over half, have zero interest in an open relationship.
Yeah, I have zero interest in that.
Some people wondering, that might be fun. Let's see, 28 would be interested. 13% of people said they're not really interested, but.
But we could talk about it. I mean, I'm not really interested, but.
Men are much more likely than women to say they're interested in an open relationship. Yeah. That's not surprising if you've ever heard Sarah discuss it. She sounds less than enthusiastic about doing you or, sorry, doing
I don't really want to.
Right.
I don't know, I can pass. I mean, do you really? Is that something you need right now? Okay, all right. Sure. You seem to need that.
I definitely thought that my marriage would be far different from all of yours in that when we have kids, we're still going to do it all the time. All the time, no matter what. Why would we stop? My interest is still high. I'm absolutely interested. Let's do that. And then you get into it and find out.
Do you really want to? Oh, all right.
People are exhausted all day, every day when they have kids.
Yeah, it's true. Guys do seem to have a way to overcome that, though. Yeah, no, I'll still do it.
Yeah, no, I am.
And women
that
are like, no, that's
well.
Just one more thing on my list of things to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now
sounds
I got to
fun,
do
everyone,
you too.
Doesn't it?
I just did the housework, did the childcare, did the dinner, and now I'm going to do you.
You're really selling marriage here.
I know.
Look, it's
our text number is 800-400-3697. Good news is 52% of people had zero interest in doing it outside their marriage.
There was a TikTok that went viral a couple months ago expressing why it's way worse to get dumped when you're in an open relationship.
Being dumped from an open relationship is so much worse than being dumped from a monogamous one, because it's not like we need to see other people. It's I need to see specifically not you.
So she was dumped and that went viral.
And she was nice enough to be like, all right, I'll be in an open relationship with you.
And got
see
burned.
What she's saying, though. She's saying, this guy will bone anybody but not me.
Yeah. Right. Anybody but me.
Wow, that does hurt.
Yeah, that is worse. You feel like, fine, we'll open up the relationship. And that way I at least still get to bone you sometimes.
Let's see what people wrote. Can we trade the Dakotas to pay off the U.S. debt? I remember a couple years back they were thinking about doing that with Canada.
We'll take those. Okay.
Hey, Canada, we'll give you Georgia for a state to be named later. Yeah, that'd be all right.
That's a little far away, though.
Oh, my God. Toronto is a big city, not a province. I'm crying tears over here as a Canadian living in California. Thanks for the laughs.
Sure.
Well, do us a favor and vote on that trade, would you? Whatever the thing's called.
But it's a city inside a province.
Yes.
So we're treating...
Right. It doesn't... Yeah. We would trade for a whole province.
Yeah,
you
not
get
just
a
city.
State for a province, not just...
Whatever. I'm just in a moment trying to think
We're jabbering.
I'm brokering a deal here, okay?
Oh,
I mean, you don't need to get technical on me, all right?
Semantics with you.
So we're trying to get rid of Alabama. We don't need it. I mean, it's highly valued property, but we're interested in...
Offloading it.
Possibilities.
By the way, the people come with it. Oh, did I say that out loud? Oh, that was wrong. Oh, we don't want the people. We just want the land, eh? Sorry about it. You have to relocate those people.
Vinny, the iPad Pro is a new size, 12.1 inches. It's debuting a brand new screen technology called Mini LED. Sorry, Sarah. Oh, they did make a big change. You bought yours.
I bought mine 1 month too early.
Right before the things go next level.
Mother.
Maybe it's still under like the return thing.
No.
Date.
I'm not pleased.
Hey, Canada, we're going to throw in an iPad for you. Alabama and Sarah's latest iPad.
We're going to need the one with the 12.1 inch screen, eh? And the LED screen.
For Quebec.
We don't want
to. Did I get it right that time? No? Is that a city too?
Quebec is a province and a city, right?
Great. Quebec.
Is there like
Alabama,
Quebec City in
Georgia and an iPad?
Maybe it's in Ontario.
With very little use.
We'll take Saskatoon.
It's a city.
Sarah's right. It's a city and province.
Great.
I'm so smart about Canada, eh?
My deal-making skills are at an all-time high.
I'm literally doing shots in the dark. Is Saskatoon in Saskatchewan? Even we don't know up here. We don't even know where that is, eh?
Eh?
Sorry.
Sorry about it.
But you're keeping Georgia, and you're keeping Alabama. We'll take the
Dakotas. You fell out of your accent there.
Georgia. Sorry. Sorry. Sorry about it. Sorry about it.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
When will we get a full album from Olivia Rodrigo, plus a new song from Dave Grohl and Mick Jagger?
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.